द डे आई सरेंडर्ड, रिटर्न बाय के नंबियार. इट वॉज ऑन ए मेमोरेबल डे इन 1936, 3 years आफ्टर आई केम इन टू कॉन्टैक्ट विथ श्री रमण महर्षि, दट आई मस्टर्ड करेज टू राइट द फॉलोइंग वर्स इन सांस्क्रीट ऑन ए स्लिप ऑफ पेपर एंड प्लेस इट अट श्री भगवान्स फीट. अन्यता चरणम नास्ति, त्वमेव चरणम मम, तस्मत्कारुण्य भवेन रक्षमाम रमणेश्वर. ही टुक अप द पेपर, रेड इट एंड हैंडेड इट बैक टू मी विद अ स्माइल अट द ऑल्टरेशन आई हैड मेड इन द लास्ट लाइन ऑफ द वेल नोन वर्स टू इनवोक हिज नेम. आई वेंट बैक एंड सैट डाउन सम डिस्टेंस अवे फ्रॉम हिज फीट, माय आईज क्लोज्ड इन मेडिटेशन. When I opened my eyes again, Sri Bhagavan was gazing intently at me and I was filled with an ineffable peace. I felt assured that my surrender was accepted. Since then, I put myself entirely into his hands and tried to do all my work in a spirit of self-surrender. There was hardly any planning for the future. Life flowed on smoothly. There occurred several episodes, one after another, to strengthen my faith in Sri Bhagavan's hand of guidance in all matters. Some of them I described in my article, My Experiences of Maharshi, in the Golden Jubilee Souvenir Volume, published in 1947. The concluding paragraph of that article, extracted below, explains my real attitude to my life and work. I am not in the least bothered about the riddle of the universe. It does not matter to me whether the world is real or unreal. All that I cherish most is to live and act in Sri Bhagavan and with his image indelibly imprinted on my heart to perform the duties allotted to me in life. For I trust and believe that Sage Ramana is really God incarnate. It may need some explanation here to reconcile this attitude with Sri Bhagavan's teachings as generally understood. The direct path of self-enquiry taught by Sri Bhagavan requires one to put to oneself the question, who am I? Because there is little use doing other things so long as one does not know oneself. And once the real self is known, there is nothing else to be done. Looks so simple, but is most difficult to accomplish. Philosophical treatises prescribe various sadhana and sannyasa for treading the path of self-realization. Sri Bhagavan says that such sadhanas and the so-called renunciation signified by wearing of the ochre-colored clothes is not sannyasa. According to him, the non-identification of oneself with the body and mind is true sannyasa. Work is no hindrance so long as the idea I do the work is not there. All these doctrines appeared enigmatic to me and I sought the assistance of other devotees and compared notes with them regarding the sadhanas to be done and particularly the method of meditation to be adopted. Yogi Ramayya, Paul Brunton, Major Chadwick, who is called as Sadhu Arunachala, all had different things to say. Among them, the suggestions given by Paul Brunton appealed to me and they work well even now. It was an amalgam of the two paths of self-enquiry and surrender. Sit in a comfortable posture, Padmasana in my case. Take a few deep slow breaths to attain a certain amount of composure. Concentrate on the image of Sri Bhagavan in the heart center and completely surrender yourself to him and avoid further developments. Needless to say that the surrender leads you on to the path of enquiry and the distinction between the two paths vanishes. Nowadays, we hear so much about deep transcendental meditation and there are thousands who think that it is something new and rushed forward to learn it. It is said to be a new technique of expanding the conscious mind by experiencing the thought in its infant state in the subconscious and eventually arriving at the transcendental state of being. To those who have followed Sri Bhagavan's teachings, this is just another version of the elementary step in the path of self-enquiry. Whatever it be, This wave of transcendental meditation, which seems to be spreading fast in Western countries, serves a very useful purpose in making them less and less materialistic while turning their mind inwards. Why quibble about phrases like transcendental meditation and art of being and hair-splitting distinctions in techniques? To one who has adopted the path of surrender, there is no need to get entangled in such metaphysical acrobatics. Once a gentleman came to Sri Bhagavan and complained that though he had complete faith in God, God was not helping him to get over his troubles and that therefore he felt completely miserable and helpless. Sri Bhagavan asked him how he came to Tiruvannamalai. When he replied that he travelled by train, he was again asked whether he carried his suitcases on his head while in the train. The answer was that he kept it on the floor of the compartment. Upon this, Sri Bhagavan asked him to leave his burden, cares and anxieties to be borne by the almighty force that runs the universe, just as he left his luggage to be carried by the power of the engine that pulled the whole train. So let us not carry our burdens on our heads, but leave them aside and surrender ourselves to Sri Bhagavan. Surrender completely without any mental reservation and he will do the rest. Who am I? Experiences such as I came, I went, I was, I did come naturally to everyone. The consciousness I is the subject of the various acts. Inquiring into the true nature of that consciousness and remaining as oneself is the way to understand through inquiry one's true nature. Shri Bhagavan.